Oh my gosh, the first thing that I ever remember her saying to me is, she comes up to me and is like, I know where you live.
What's the word for notorious, but in such a good way?
It's not infamous.
That's more like me.
So I got to wear a beard and we flirted a lot and wow, that's continued.
And it's never stopped since then.
I just need a beard. I have one at home. I'll go grab it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our wonderful podcast, Tie Dye and Gelato. I'm Corey.
I'm Angela.
I'm Bailey.
And I'm Sienna. And sorry if we seem just like a little bit punch drunk tonight. We just had the most fantastic butternut squash soup of my entire life. And I love butternut squash soup, and I grew up on very good butternut squash soup. So this soup, I mean, it was out of this world. Angela made it. That woman, she's a master, she's a chef,
coolest of our friends.
So we're all just like, seriously, we're just, at least I am, I'm in a great mood because that soup made me really happy. All you right. Make me really happy.
Aww,
Angela,
thanks. I'm going through a soup redemption this fall because I used to really not like butternut squash soup, and so now I'm like making it for myself, and I'm like, actually no, the soup's good, it's just whoever made it prior did not make it good.
She also just makes things up. Like, it's amazing. Corey's like,
yeah,
can I get this recipe?
A liar.
And she's
she
like,
just makes everything up.
But she's like, it just lives in my brain. I just threw it together. So incredible. True. I wish I had your talent.
I wish I had her recipe.
I was gonna say, I wish I had your, and then I was like, I don't know what I
your wish, long legs.
I wish I had your long legs.
All right. Well, that's weird.
I'm so sorry.
So maybe let's try to navigate this to the topic at hand. Today, we're just going to talk a little bit about how we met each other, our first impressions, and kind of what solidified our friendship. So I think we're going to start with Sienna and Corey because they've known each other the longest.
Starting chronologically. Okay. So me and Corey have known each other since third grade. I don't know how many years that is, but it's a lot of years. Probably like 15 or something.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be something. And I have no memories of him in third grade except that he sat across from me. I remember that. And the only memory I have of him from third grade, he slammed my hand down on the desk and made me cry.
As I did.
And that's really it. What do you remember?
Sienna, I always thought she was the coolest person.
Wait, do you remember doing that?
No.
No,
you didn't. I remember sitting across from her, and that's probably when it happened, because I was a jerk.
Aggressive.
But I remember Sienna. I always thought Sienna was super cool. She had a really good friend, and together they would like draw ninja worlds and mice worlds. And she was good friends with Rebecca too. And I guess you were kind of my connection. Like, that's how I became really good friends with Rebecca. She's still one of my best friends in the world. And I think it was kind of all through Sienna. But no, our first like years together, I don't remember them super well either. But we were in third and fourth grade together. And I do have a memory from fourth grade that I remember super well. It's where her and her friend were passing notes and our teacher caught them and like called them out and took them in the hall, I'm pretty sure. And Sienna came back crying about it.
Well, I was like the classic good girl. Like, I followed all the rules. And so I had never been in trouble before. I had never been in trouble before with a teacher. And she, when she saw, because we had been passing notes. And they were just like harmless notes. We were just like talking about random things. And I wrote one note where I said something like, I don't like this specific girl. And that was the note that our teacher picked up and looked at.
It always is.
And she was, I mean, I remember her face to this day. Her face like fell. She was horrified. She brought us out into the hallway and I just cried and cried and cried. And she was like, go to the bathroom and clean yourself up. And I was like, okay.
Sienna ended up being the victim in the end.
Yeah. And then since then, I mean, we stayed connected all through middle school and high school, but it wasn't until like high school that we became really good friends. I couldn't even tell you what year, but
it was probably, I think it was like sophomore year because probably. I didn't really hang out with any of you guys until sophomore year.
Yeah. But I always thought that you were really cool and really fun.
And mean.
Yeah, and
mean. Aggressive.
I remember.
And evil.
Two memories that come back to me about you when we were younger. That one when you smashed my hand against the desk. And there was another one where you... Yeah, you choked me. And it was not pleasant.
If you I always thought been, you were,
sorry.
If you haven't been choked by Corey, you're not really his friend.
Well, I guess next is Bailey and I.
Is it?
Yeah. I was the first to meet each of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm super you're cool. Right. But Bailey and I met in middle school. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember how. You were just kind of always there. Yeah. And I always thought you were so annoying.
Excuse me. I don't know this.
I was like, oh my gosh, this girl loves One Direction.
Well, it's because, oh, yeah,
and she's so positive all the time. And she takes this one kid's side. Like, she really likes him, and I hate him.
I was in a group of four. It was me and two other girls and a guy. Just like this.
Wow.
Wow. Funny how that works. And I was playing, oh my gosh, seventh grade was not the year for me, man.
It wasn't for any of us.
I played very much a dumb blonde. It was not my era. But yeah, I loved One Direction. That was a core memory.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Very defined in my brain.
Oh my gosh. That's bad. I think they didn't like you and you didn't like, but I was like, I felt like indifferent towards you. I was like, I don't know. There he is. Corey.
I think this was Julie, our producer. I always used to steal your food. And I would specifically steal your pretzels because I thought gluten-free pretzels that you bought from Costco were way better than normal pretzels.
I thought I loved Julie's mom's the chocolate cookie. Yeah, well,
she says it's so good.
Yeah, it's
and here's
so good.
The thing is, Julie is gluten-free and she's been for a long time. So that means Corey was stealing one of the only things Julie could eat at school.
No, I did not steal. She gave them to me. Oh, okay. She gave them to
you
me. Okay,
because she's the nicest.
And, okay, I sort of stole. But I remember, like, in middle school, I would take like little bits of everybody's lunch. I would never get lunch for myself, but I would take everybody's lunch. And
you're right.
I'm pretty sure I used to take your lunch,
yes.
Bailey. And you never let me take your grapes. Those are like holy to you.
I never did. That continued throughout all of high school. Still now. I can't. That's
don't mess very with Bailey's
sacred.
Grapes.
As a roommate, no. I testify.
It is so, they're so sacred. I don't know why, but they are. They're so good. Anyway, that was how, yeah. I don't remember any.
Not really how we met. That's how the circumstances. I don't remember the exact moment.
I don't remember either.
The only person that I remember is Angela. Really? And she remembers it way better than I do.
Well, we have to talk about how Sienna and Bailey met first. And then
oh, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. I was a late entry into the group.
You were. Do you even go here? Are you even part of this podcast?
Well, anyway, okay. Sienna and I met, what grade was it? Sophomore?
So it freshman was freshman year? Year. So freshman year, I was a total loner. I had no friends. And there was this girl, Thais. We'll just say her name because
she's amazing.
I adore her.
She also took all our photos and we love her so much.
Thais is incredible. And so I had no friends, complete loner. And we had biology together, me and Thais. And I don't know. There was something about me. She decided to adopt me. She was like, she said that it was like her goal to like bring me into her friend group. And so I still remember the end of freshman year, she introduced me to all of her friends and you were one of them. And I don't remember my first impressions of you, but all throughout high school, I just thought that you were like the coolest person. Like, if I'm being honest, you kind of intimidated me a little bit because you were like so cool. And I was like, you're way too cool to be my friend. And it wasn't until we roomed together because me and Bailey, we lived together at BYU Idaho after high school. And we weren't even like great friends at that point. But we were going to BYU Idaho together, so we were like, let's just live together. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until then that, like, I really got to know you, and I realized, like, whoa.
Like, we became, like, sisters then.
Yeah, me and this girl get along. Like, mm-hmm. we have so much fun together.
Yeah. I remember coming to you. Do you remember when I came to you and I asked you if you wanted to be roommates? Because I knew that you were going to BYU Idaho, and I wanted to go as well. Mm-hmm. And it was at the lunch table.
I remember.
It was at the lunch table and I like slid in and I was like, so, you want to be roommates?
Can I ask why you asked me? Like, we weren't that close.
Here's the thing. So I had heard, isn't it like a thing that if you room with your best friend, it's just not very good? Yeah. And so, I don't know, society.
That was kind of the thought process.
But it's just like the thought process behind it is like you room with someone who you know who you like know some things about and you know that you get along with them, that you have some kind of common interest with, but you're not like super good friends with them, because then that will further your relationship and make it more solid. And it totally did. Like, we became such good friends.
We became such good friends.
We did literally everything.
I want to take a minute to talk about demented baby Beatrice.
Listen.
Yes.
So, flashback to high school. Me and Corey went to prom together, and I told him that I was going to make him a boot and ear. Not a boot and ear. A boot and an ear. So I got together with Julie, and we got together to make this boot and ear. And so I bought from the dollar store this little tiny, like, terrifying baby doll. And I cut its ear off. And I pasted it to this boutonniere. And then I got, like, an action figure and I stuck its boot on there. So that's what he wore.
I still have it. It is on.
Really?
Yeah, it's on my fridge at my parents' house. I still have it.
That's incredible. I was so proud of that thing. But then I had this, like, really, really freaky doll with an ear cut off and, like, part of its face was cut into as well. And I brought it to school for some reason. I actually think my older brother stuck it in my suitcase without me knowing.
Yeah, in college.
Uh-huh. And I think that the moment when we really bonded, we started to make... You want to explain, like, the videos we would make?
We made, like... I don't even know how it started. We were just bored one day. It was Christmas. It was the winter, so we were almost... Was it finals? I don't even know. But we were so stressed. And one day you just like brought out this demented stinking baby. And it looked really dented. Because didn't your brother like smash it more or something like that?
Yeah, so its face was just smashed, like really... and all of its like stuffing was taken out.
Yeah. So it was just really weird. Like, anyway. So we like made a series of videos. Just documenting this baby's life and document like us as well. So like we took her out to the snow and yeah, we like named her Beatrice.
And my favorite video, you were like, let's play with Beatrice in the snow. And I was like, okay. And I drop kick her.
Yes.
And then when I drop kicked her, her other. So she had one eye was cut into. And when I drop kicked her, her other eye fell out.
It was like so funny. We posted all of these on Instagram and so many people were like, what is going on? Because it was just a series of random videos, one right after the other.
And that was when I realized like me and Bailey would be friends for life.
Yeah, it was so fun. Oh my gosh. That was, yeah, a core memory in our friendship. I still go back and watch those videos frequently because they're so funny.
Sienna actually makes lots of videos.
They're so
She
good.
Has the funniest videos in the world.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a date with you, right, Sienna? Who did I go with?
No, it was. Are you talking about the Mediocre Four?
Yeah. Was that prom?
No, it wasn't prom. It was just a date.
It was just a date.
It was just a date.
We did this video. It's hilarious. Called the Mediocre Four. And the funniest part is Sienna's commentary. Her and Sophie are just hilarious, but she has tons of funny videos.
In high school, I loved making videos. I have not made videos in a very long time. But when I was younger, I wanted to like go into that. Like, I loved making videos so much. Man. Fun fact about me.
I didn't know that.
All right, let's move on to Angela.
Finally, she comes in. Man,
okay, Angela.
Angela was late to the party.
I was late to the party.
You came
party.
In what, junior year?
Mm-hmm.
When we were in high school?
You moved here from Logan, right?
I did. Okay. Yep. Do you want me to start at how I met you or what you guys thought of me? And then I'll tell you because I got all
you,
the details.
Because you haven't talked very much, so you go.
Yeah, you go.
Okay. So we can thank Julie for me meeting all of you, or at
thank
least
you, Julie.
She told me about all of you beforehand. So Julie and I met in the summer because we were both playing tennis together. And I honestly kind of thought Julie was weird because she talked to the new kid while we were like running bleachers. And I was like, this is horrible. Why are you talking to me?
Only Julie.
Poor Julie. That was the beginning of the bullying. The mental...
No, I think once I met you like fed into
my... Oh, definitely.
Okay, so then I met Corey next. It was the first day of school. It was also Corey's birthday.
Hey.
And he had blue hair. And that's literally all I remember.
It was really ugly, nasty, like grown out blue hair.
It was like the like green blue kind of color where it's like faded,
so faded
over the summer. And it's like you first look at him and he looks normal. And then you look again and you're like, is his hair supposed to be that color? It was like that kind of blue hair.
Here's a question, though. So he had the blue hair. Was he also wearing his poncho and his tie-dye pants?
Not yet.
Because it was a whole look. Because
I don't think he had his tie-dye pants at that point. Because I remember.
I had them senior year.
No, I did.
Did you?
I'm pretty sure I did. I remember.
Was it the tie-dye cardigan that you got later?
No, Julie's saying no. She probably remembers it better than I do.
Yeah, because you guys had a tie-dye party the next summer.
Oh, and that's right.
I think that's when you got your tie-dye pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did bully you for some of your looks in high school, though. Your, like, bright green, like, family reunion hoodie, and then you wore the grandma tie-dye cardigan over it. That was not
a good
No,
listen.
Look.
It wasn't a family reunion. Nicholas' sister Kylie had made that for me for our date, and I thought it was the coolest thing. And after I came back from my mission, it just like disappeared. I don't know where it went, but she had, what's it called? Like stitched?
An embroidery machine?
Yeah, she had embroidered just this really cool like snowman and like a Christmas tree, and it said Merry Christmas below it. But I did have a hideous sweater that my grandma made. Sorry, grandma. But she knows it was hideous. The sleeves are, I still have
it.
The sleeves are different lengths.
Yeah.
It's made out of these grandma squares and the ugliest yarn in the world.
Okay, so it wasn't even the sweater. Like, the jacket was fine. It was just like you like paired them together. And I was like, first of all, you're so hot. You're wearing a sweater and a jacket.
I'm hot? That's right.
But also, it looks really bad. We got very sidetracked.
Corey is very eccentric.
Yes.
Fashion. You still are. But anyway, okay, keep going.
Oh, his fashion or just his personality?
Because both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. I met you on your birthday. You had blue hair. Julie was very excited to see you on the first day of school. And I just like trailed along with Julie. I was her puppy. I was like, I need friends. And you probably talked to me for like 2 minutes. And then we went to an assembly. And then I don't think I talked to you for like another 2 months.
Did I not say, I like have this memory. I don't know if it was when we met, but I remember asking you like, do you even go here?
Do you even go here? And I was like, I started today.
I'm a super welcoming person, so.
I met Sienna next because I was like touring around the school because it was like new kid day at school. And so I showed up to this class that no one else was there because I was a junior coming in on like freshman new kid day. And I was like, I don't know what's happening. And someone was like, oh, everyone's in the theater. And so they like pulled me into the theater, and the entire cast of the High School Musical is sitting there while the director is like giving notes and all these things. And I walk in and I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? And then the director starts talking to me and they're like, oh, this is... where are you coming from? What are you doing? Do you want to see our set? And I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I just don't want to like have the attention on me. And Sienna was part of that. So I know like Sienna has a memory from that. But then we had a class together, that theater class that I showed up to. And we probably connected more there. And I know Julie introduced me to you also, I think, on the first day of school. But I also remember constantly being like, Julie said she was a really cool person and I wish I could be her friend, but Sienna doesn't talk to me.
It's because I was shy.
I know.
It's because I was shy. But here's the thing. So my memory of that day, I remember it very clearly. And I remember that our theater teacher, she said, she called you Angela New Girl. And so,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
She did not.
And so for for a few days or weeks after that, we would all call you Angela New Girl.
Yep.
But getting to know you, Angela, because I remember like you were this tall new girl.
I wasn't tall at that point though.
You seemed tall. Your personality. You were confident. You know, like I just remember being like, okay, she seems really cool. She seems really collected, and all of that. And getting to know you was like slowly opening a present. Like, I don't know how else to describe it, because it was like as I got to know you, I was like, oh my gosh, this girl is just as crazy as me.
They are soulmates.
We're meant to be together. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's true.
It was just like I remember just being like continuously like so amazed and pleased that you were just like me, and we were like on the same level of crazy. But I think that neither of us came off that way. Like, we both were that crazy underneath our shyness, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. And I think that I don't know when we really truly bonded, but it might have been when we did that scene from The 12th Night.
Oh, yeah.
We did a scene where she was with Olivia.
Yeah.
And I was Viola, but I was Viola dressed as a man. Yes. And Olivia was in love with me.
It was a good
thinking
scene.
I was a man. And so I got to wear a beard and we flirted a lot. And wow, that's continued.
And it's never stopped since then.
I just need a beard. I have one at home. I'll go grab it.
A slippery slope.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah.
Yeah, definitely that. And then another very core memory, which we had already been like close at this point, but when we did Shakespeare Festival and we made all those videos in our hotel room.
Amazing.
That was incredible. And like Bailey saying that she still watches the Baby Beatrice videos. I still watch those videos. And I'm like, first of all, I was such a dork in high school, but also like my friends are pretty great.
Those videos were really fun. Yeah. We would like the boys would send us a video and then we would send them a video. And we were all just
tired. But also we thought we were so funny.
We were. And comedic geniuses.
Like looking back, we were.
Oh my gosh.
And then last but definitely not least was Bailey. So Bailey, I feel like was, what's the word for notorious, but in such a good way?
It's not infamous. I don't know. More like me.
But like I was told about Bailey. That might have been one of the first people Julie told me about because I lived on the same street as Bailey.
Oh my gosh. The first thing that I ever remember her saying to me is she comes up to me and is like, I know where you live. I was like, what?
Because Julie pointed it out. She was like, you live on the same street as Bailey. Bailey lives down there and Bailey does theater too. And I know you like theater. So Julie had kind of like been like, these are cool theater people you need to know.
She was just setting this all up.
Yeah. Julie didn't yeah, say Bailey is the star of the musical and like the school starlet.
Oh no.
And so I was like, oh, I need to get to know Bailey. Then I go see the show and I was like, there is no way I can be Bailey's friend. She is way too cool for me. Bailey, I don't think you remember this. Oh. I sat behind you in study hall the entire first semester that I was in high school. And I knew it was you because you came to school with your hair in curlers and you had your cute little bandana on because you were in the show. And I knew who you were and where you lived from the beginning.
No, for a semester?
I was like straight up a stalker. But I was like, Julie told me about this girl. I've seen her in the show, so I know who she is.
Yeah.
I know where she lives because Bailey told me. Well, and she's so cool. But I just like didn't have the courage to like go up and talk to you because you were like way cooler than I was in my eyes. I mean, you're still cooler than I am.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's because like I feel like we had like a really just like acquaintanceship for a lot of, especially like the first semester that you were here. Yes, we were, you know, we were in the show together, but you did, you know, you did costumes. So, you know, I would go get fitted by you or, you know, just whatever, we would, you know, work together in that way. It was kind of like a professional relationship. Yeah. Like I was like, hi Angela, I'm here to get, you know, this.
Angela was the drug
and
dealer.
She'd, you know, what?
Bailey's dealer.
My dealer. But yeah, she'd, you know, do measurements and then that would be basically it. So I don't know. But then, yeah, we just, I don't even know, like, how we became
had
friends.
English together.
My senior year. Next year.
Yeah, so we definitely knew each other, I think, my entire junior year. It was definitely more, like, an acquaintance relationship because I was friends with a lot of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd, like, see each other and do things, like, in large circles together, but we didn't do, like, small circle things together.
Mm-hmm.
And then
until senior year.
And then we had the best English class I ever had together. And we read The Color Purple. Like, we were in that, like, book group together. And so that's a really hard book.
It was a really hard book.
Honestly, like, bonded Bailey and I. Well, because we were like, this is so hard.
It's because our teacher was like, this, you have to be very mature. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to be very open with me about how you feel. Be open with your group and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, I'm getting to know all these people in the group. And so, yeah. That was with all of our books. I think we were in a lot of, we did Man Search for Meaning. Was that?
Yeah,
we did. I feel like another book as well together.
Our whole class did Kite Runner.
Oh, that's the one that I'm talking about. That one, of.
Yeah.
But we like begged our teacher to let us sit next to each other and she trusted us to do that. And that was a mistake on her part, but it's fine. we sat like front row middle.
Yeah, this is a really weird like memory, but we discovered Dear Evan Hansen together. Do you remember that? Before
yes.
it was like even before popular, it was popular, you were like, there's this new musical we have to listen to. And I think we listened to a couple songs and I was like, interesting. Mm-hmm. And then we like later we're like, oh my gosh, yes. It's huge.
Yes. Yeah. It was, yeah.
Can for I just say, there's part of me that is like kind of amazed that we got Bailey.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. <God. laughs>
Like she has always been yeah. the popular one, oh the cool gosh. One,
the
pretty
star.
One, all, the talented
all
one.
All the guys liked her in high school.
All the guys. Yeah. And we were like the weirdos. We were the misfits. Yeah. But we got her.
We got Bailey.
We got her in the end.
That might be the biggest victory of my life.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know how I ended up with you guys.
She's like, dang.
I don't know what wrong turn I took.
Suddenly, she doesn't know if she's sure about this podcast yeah. and if she wants to further this relationship.
Yeah. But I'm so glad I did, man. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so yeah, it was just, I don't know. I'm really glad I did. I don't know. I don't even know how we all like ended up together. Is it because all of our friends got married? And then so we were like, I don't know, we're single. Let's all bond together.
All of our friends are married. We are like the only ones left who are single.
Cheers, let's go.
Wasn't it Julie's wedding? We weren't really like hanging out before that, right?
So, I was friends with all of you after like post high school. And I think that like, I don't really know.
Well, I would see Bailey because I worked with her. So uh-huh. we were close. Mm-hmm. I don't think I really saw you, Angela.
You came over to our apartment a couple times.
When oh,
we got
I
home.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, well, because Bailey would come over to our apartment before she left on her mission. Mm-hmm. And then both Sienna and Corey came over to our apartment a couple times after they got back. And then Bailey got back. And I don't know exactly when. I think it was our trip.
Yeah, I think it was that trip to San Diego that really solidified our friendship. I mean, ugh. I think that we were all friends after high school, but it was that trip that bonded the group together.
That was an amazing trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love you guys.
And on that note, I think we'll wrap this up unless someone has any more comments.
More burning questions.
Right. Well, I think that's about it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I guess that we'll see you next time.